This is Classical IPR, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Jason McKinney is the founder of the chamber ensemble Manitou Winds, and he's joining us in the studio today, playing music of Charlach O'Carolan. We heard an excerpt from Charlach O'Carolan's symphony performed in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio by Jason McKinney, the founder of the chamber ensemble Manitou Winds. Jason McKinney, welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So for our listeners who aren't familiar with Manitou Winds, tell us a little bit about the ensemble itself.
Manitou Winds is an independent chamber ensemble made up of amateur musicians who so happen to be trained in music, and we just really enjoy playing chamber music of all types. And we do several concerts throughout the year, usually raising money for local charities, and we just explore all sorts of music.
And you are here on behalf of the entire ensemble today, and you've brought along your harp, but it's a little smaller than the harps I often see on the orchestra stage. So tell us about your instrument.
Well, what I'm playing is known as a lever harp. Some people might call it a Celtic harp. That's not a completely erroneous description, although a Celtic harp would be strung completely with wires. And this is a mixture of wire and nylon. Makes it lighter, makes me not have to slap the strings to dampen them. But it also has no pedals like a concert harp would have, and fewer strings, so if I need to play an accidental, I need to flip a lever for that specific string in order for it to happen. So you really have to practice accidentals in a completely different way than you would for ordinary music. Key changes have to be carefully built into a piece of chamber music. Usually a break is required while you're flipping levers, but more or less, this is a much more advanced harp than, say, Charlach O'Carolan would have been playing on. His could only be tuned in one key at a time. He could play no accidentals whatsoever.
And let's talk a little bit about who Charlach O'Carolan is for folks who may not be familiar with him.
He's often called Ireland's most famous composer, but that is a bit of a misnomer, for we don't really have his compositions. All we have or about 214 extant tunes that existed passed down through the folk tradition, mainly because his tunes weren't published even during his lifetime, with the exception of maybe one or two. And so Charlach O'Carolan was born in 1670 in Ireland in County Meath, and blinded at an early age by smallpox, which meant, you know, a pretty bleak future for him, except a benefactor trained him in harp and then set him out on a horse with a guide. And he spent the next 50 years wandering the countryside of Ireland, composing tunes for patrons and relying on their hospitality alone. So the fact that his music still exists is quite extraordinary. But again, to call him a composer is a little misleading, because in order to play his music, you're going to have to make up a good bit of it.
And that's exactly what you have done, Jason McKinney. The first piece that we heard was an excerpt from what's called O'Carolan's Symphony, and you're about to play another movement from it. So talk to us a little bit about the process of taking O'Carolan's melodies and turning them into a so-called symphony.
Well, it's a fun challenge. You get to basically work with a blank slate, except you have this really fine tune that you're working with. And the first movement was a tune called George Brabazon. We have a vague idea of who George Brabazon was. He was a bachelor at the time, and actually there are some lyrics that survive of that. And essentially, O'Carolan was praising George Brabazon for his sandwiches and his wine and his generosity and his parties. You know, you have to thank your patron. But the tune is a little bit march-like, and so in my treatment, I decided, let's add flute, clarinet, horn, bassoon to this, and let's include some harmonies that O'Carolan would have never heard of. And then for the third movement I'll be playing, Planck de Burke, we know even less about Mr. Burke. He was a lord. We know approximately where this piece would have been premiered. We know very little else, and so I had to make up my own story, more or less. I told the group, okay, so Mr. Burke, he's a very quiet man. No one knows much about him, but he's a good man. So let's have this melody repeat itself. And each time it recurs, someone's making up a fascinating story about this man because they don't know much about him. And so that's where we went with that.
So, Jason, I have to ask, as you were putting your version of O'Carolan's Symphony together, you mentioned that on the lever harp, you have to flip switches to play accidentals. So is the entire thing in C major?
It isn't. Actually, each movement is in its own separate key, which, of course, O'Carolan would have been highly jealous of. Planck de Burke does have a surprise ending that you won't hear today. You'll just have to use your imagination. But through the use of the harp and the winds, I manage a very sneaky key change right at the very end that people won't see coming.
Well, here is harpist Jason McKinney in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio performing Planck de Burke from O'Carolan's Symphony. Thank you. We heard a movement from O'Carolan's symphony, Planche de Burke, performed and arranged by Jason McKinney in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. And Jason, these pieces that you're playing for us today are going to appear in different versions than what we're hearing in studio today on Manitou Wind's upcoming concert, which is called A Celtic Summertide. So tell us about what we can expect on this concert.
We're going to be exploring Celtic music from several different Celtic regions. Unfortunately, not all of them. That would have been super fun, but I would have needed a lot more time. These are all reimagined pieces, and we're going to be exploring Ireland, Scotland, Cape Breton, and then a little bit of America.
And you have done most of the arrangements that are on this concert, and there will be some original compositions as well, right?
Yes, there is one original composition entitled The Old Ash Tree, which at first I was starting out exploring the ash tree's place in Celtic mythology, which is fascinating in itself. But in the process of exploring that tree, I suddenly hit upon the metaphor of my grandfather, who's living in the final stages of Alzheimer's disease, and I just had an emotional attachment to this tune that's hard to describe. And so I've woven this tune through a piece which I'm hoping will honor my grandfather.
And there's actually going to be a visual art component to this concert as well, right?
Oh, we enjoy doing that occasionally, yes. Frankfurt artist Ellie Harold will set up her easel right next to the ensemble. And when we play the first note, she'll begin painting. And she's going to paint intuitively based on the sounds she's hearing. And by the end of the concert, there'll be a completely new painting, a landscape, something abstract. We have no clue.
Well, that sounds very exciting. Now, the last piece you're going to play for us in studio today is one that will appear on the concert, but we're going to hear a kind of different version of it in studio than you'll be playing at the Oliver Arts Center. So talk to us a little bit about this last piece we're going to hear.
The last piece is taken from Trí Abhainn Is Éireann, an Irish song cycle that I composed for our special guest, Emily Curtin Culler, to sing along with us with Wind Quintet. Three traditional Irish folk songs sung in the Gaelic language. So challenging in a lot of ways, but beautiful in so many ways. And then today I'll be performing a special harp-only arrangement of the lullaby Shohin Shoho, which is incidentally Gaelic for hushaby.
Well, we should mention too that Emily Curtin Culler is actually the Leadership Annual Giving Manager here at Interlochen Center for the Arts. Here is Jason McKinney performing Shohin Shoho here in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you.
harpist Jason McKinney performing in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. You can hear Jason McKinney and his colleagues from Manitou Winds perform on Friday, August 17th at 7 p.m. at the Oliver Arts Center in Frankfurt. More information is at classicalipr.org. Jason, thank you so much for joining us today in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Michael Culler. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.